Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. Last time I talked to you guys was literally as the... right after the Luis Arraez trade happened. I think I talked to you guys like 15 minutes after the trade happened, which was kind of exciting to do that pod like as it was happening. Like no preparation for what I had planned was to do a trade deadline, preview of what I thought they were gonna do and everything like that. And ended up with the Raley and Arraez trades, which clearly ended up being the two out of the three trades they made. And we'll get into some of these other, they made one other trade with Seth Johnson, and we'll get into that as well. But I'll give you guys my overall grade on the trade deadline, cause I haven't been on, really being able to fully process what Dave Dombrowski and the front office did on Monday. But a lot of teams made deals like over the weekend and way before the buzzer. So like, I don't know. I feel like last year's was way more wild, like coming down to the wire. This year, not as wild coming down to the wire, but was still a fun deadline, like over the weekend up until from Friday, Saturday up until Monday. So giving my grade for what the Phils did at the deadline in a couple of minutes. And we'll get into Andrew Painter and Derek Hill had some potential concerning injuries. We'll let you hear from Andrew Painter what he had to say about his concern level for his injury from last night. We'll talk about that, and we'll also preview tonight's matchup, series finale versus the Washington Nationals, as the Phils try to take 3 of 4 from Washington. Took the first two games and now lost last night, unfortunately. And we'll just kind of run through real quick. We'll run through the last couple of games. So on Monday, they beat the Nats 6-3 on the heels of a Bryce homer and, of course, that Derek Hill slam where, man, that Phils offense was flat up until that seventh inning where Hill goes yard. I mean, let me tell you, man, Derek Hill, it seems like, and hopefully he'll be okay. And we'll get into the specifics on what we know so far from Derek Hill's injury from last night. But man, Derek Hill has just been like, and I'm not gonna lie, Trey is one of my guys. Trey Turner is one of my guys. One thing Trey does not really do. It doesn't feel like he makes a lot of like big time clutch. Like obviously he's put up the numbers in his career, but doesn't feel like he's ever really hit any like big time clutch homers or made any like super clutch momentum shifting plays in the infield. They don't ever feel like that, right? Feels like anytime Derek Hill does something, whether it's a robbing a home run or making an awesome outfield catch or hitting a big time home run, hitting that big time grand slam that he did on Monday, it feels like they are momentum shifting. It feels like they are moments, do they not? And maybe it's because Derek Hill isn't obviously an everyday player and Trey Turner is a player making $300 million and stuff like that. I get it. But man, it's just been unbelievable. So hopefully Hill's okay, but he hit that slam Monday night and Bryce gave you some insurance on that home run in the inning afterwards. So that happened. And then Tuesday, then it was really, all about Jesus Luzardo and new Philly Luis Arraez, who got hits in his first couple of ABs on his first one. He gets drives in a run. It's like, welcome to Philadelphia, Luis. And we'll get into last night as well, where it was really another welcome to Luis moment, but I think buried under that a little bit. With obviously with Arraez's debut, but was Jesus Luzardo just nasty, disgusting? Now he threw 98 pitches, so they got after the eight innings, did not let him finish the game. Was a little upset. I wanted to see Luzardo throw his first complete game and shutout of his career. It would both be the first thing he would have done in his career. So unfortunately, did not get to see that. But Luzardo gave you eight strong. Only walked a couple of batters and struck out seven, and only allowed four hits. And then Caleb Killian came in, new acquisition. So you saw Arraez and Caleb Killian were both involved in the trade package from San Francisco. And Killian came in and did his job. And, man, last night, unfortunately, man, that big 11th inning, six-run 11th inning was not great. But we did get Luis Arraez's first home run as a Philly. Did not take long, only took six at-bats, I guess, between the night before and coming to the plate. So five or six at-bats, whatever it was. Man, he goes off the foul pole, pimp job, bat flipped, looked beautiful. Now we'll see. I think Arraez would have, I think anyone would, but like Arraez would have had like 10 to 12 home runs or something like that if he had been a Philly the entire year. He's had, four or five with the Giants this season. So Arraez, maybe we'll see a few more home runs hit while he's in a Philly uniform. So we had that moment with Arraez. Didn't really, between Schwarber, Turner, and Harper, they went 0-for-10 with a couple of walks between Schwarber and Harper, and Trey did drive in a run. But besides that, the top three in your lineup didn't really do much. Yes, the offense technically did put up four runs, but only five hits. So Andrew Painter, and we'll get to Painter in a couple of minutes, unfortunately had to come out of the game. But four innings, three hits, one earned, one walk, four strikeouts. Again, stuff looking a little better since he's come back. Maybe that's just what he needed. But outside of that, man, it was really all about the bullpen. Brooks Raley, your new addition, hadn't really allowed a extra base hit, I think, since early in June. And unfortunately, gives up a couple of, gives up a home run and a double. And so he did not do well in his debut. And also Caleb Killian in his second start, or second appearance, sorry, does not do well. Gives up five runs, four of them earned in that big 11th inning. And the Nationals, I don't know why I'm thinking Giants, maybe because I'm thinking of Arraez and Killian, but the Nationals win this game 10-4 in extras. So, but the Phils take the first two of three in this series and take two of three. Hopefully they can get three of four, and we'll get to that in just a little bit, because I do want to talk about this trade deadline, since I have not been able to talk about it since the last couple of days. All right, so trade deadline recap. So just to recap it for you, three trades the Phillies made. The first one, or no sequential order here, but just going through from biggest to smallest, I guess. So the first one, Phillies received Luis Arraez and Caleb Killian, and the Giants on the other end received Ramon Marquez, who goes from the Phillies' fourth prospect to San Fran's number seven prospect, and Marty Guerra, who's a high-A reliever. Trade number two, the Phils got Brooks Raley from the Mets in exchange for outfielder John Spykerman and Luke Gabrish. And then trade number three, the A's received Seth Johnson, and in return, the Phils get Colby Thomas. So So those were the trades. Phil's made three trades. And this is like overall where I am with what the Phil's did at the trade deadline. Overall, I think this is on par for what Dave Dombrowski normally does at trade deadlines. And they normally aren't bad. I think normally Dave Dombrowski has solid to good deadlines. But the thing about Dombrowski, and this is what I kind of wish that he would have done this year, and I do care about the future, so, and trust me, I get it. I do care about the future, and you're trying to tiptoe that line. At the end of the day, you know, we criticize Dombrowski and whatnot, and deservedly so, as we can do as fans and people in the media. Deservedly so. You know, that's where we have the right to do that. But I'll say this, and I said this going into the deadline, like, I do not envy Dave Dombrowski's position at all, because look, it's a team that has not shown up in the playoffs when they needed them to, especially the lineup, and it's an aging core, and it's like, well, you want to be all in on these guys, but how all in do you want to go as far as like trading for guys go, because you care about the future. I don't think it's as, I think sometimes us as fans, and of course, we're emotional. We love our teams. I totally get it. But I think sometimes as fans, we like go a little too hard in the GMs when it's not an easy job, man. It's not an easy job. And of course, that's probably not what some people want to hear, but it's not an easy job trying to, you know, make the right trades for right guys, but also hold on to prospects because you do care about the future. I think it's a lazy thought process to say, oh, I'll just trade the prospects. We never know what they're going to be, blah, blah, blah. Like, again, all these players that become good players were all prospects at one point in time. And I know there's also the conversation about, well, the Phillies farm system, they need to do a better job of, like, you know, obviously the gold standard is the LA Dodgers, where they just trade guys and they can just trade guys because their farm system and their scouting is so good that they just naturally just turn, like, I can trade somebody, but the next year they'll have a similar type of player or similar type of status of a player. And I totally get that. But at the same time, like, you know, I want to see what Gagewood is going to look like as a Philly in the future. I want to see what Aiden Miller is going to look like at some point in the future. I want to see what...
Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Andrew Painter, how he is going to go through this process of being a rookie and, you know, what he's going to turn into. I think they can be key pieces of the future still. And Justin Crawford, too. He's hitting a lot better the last month. Overall, I think for this deadline, I would give the Phils a B. I would give Dombrowski, I would give Preston Mattingly. I'm giving the Phillies a B. I like the Arise trade because he makes the lineup better, and I think the lineup needed an addition. And, you know, now you move Harper to the outfield, and, you know, now your addition, you get a better outfielder, and yes, technically your infield gets worse offensively, I think, technically. But still, like, Arias' OPS isn't that far behind Bryce Harper's, to be honest. I don't think it's that far, at least last time I checked. The offense gets better, okay? The offense gets better with the addition of Luis Arias. So I like that addition, and I think your bullpen gets better with the addition of Brooks Raley. I know, not so great in the debut last night, but it's just one game. And just how the first two games for Luis Arias, it's just been just two games for Luis Arias. So you can look at polar opposites. And look, the Seth Johnson trade, like, take it or leave it, like, fine. I guess, you know, honestly, like, Seth Johnson didn't feel like a guy who was really going to thrive here anyway. So he had been given opportunities here. I don't care if they were in high leverage or if they were not. It doesn't matter. I'm going a B because I think you got better. The bullpen gets better with the addition of Raley. I wanted more additions in the back end. Raley can maybe be one of those guys, or maybe, you know, he's been good over the last like 3 or 4 years. He's been a trustworthy lefty reliever for Tampa Bay and New York. So I like that addition. And again, your offense gets better with the Arias addition, but my complaints with what they did at the deadline this year is that, like, I'm not so sure, and we'll see, obviously, I'm not so sure how I feel about the defensive alignment. You know, I know Harper maybe had been not as good at first base this year, but I still kind of was okay with Harper at third base. You know, Bohm had become a decent third baseman, and Stott has always been a good second baseman for the most part, right? I like that alignment, and I don't know. You get worse defensively, in my opinion, but you get better offensively. We'll see if the Phillies can out-hit their defensive deficiencies now. That's what we're going to be able to see. And I know Bryce Harper hasn't played the outfield in like 4 years. You know, Bryson Stott hasn't played third base in like 4 years. He only played third base like a couple of times up in the big leagues when he came in as a rookie. So I'm not sure how I feel about the defensive alignment. Another thing, man, is that I really want to Clay Holmes. And look, trust me, I get it. Like, the Cubs gave up one of their top prospects, Jefferson Rojas, who is like 68th, I think, on MLB's top 100, somewhere around there. He's a really good prospect. If the Phillies were going to have to give up something to get Clay Holmes, they would have had to give up Gage Wood, Aiden Miller, one of those top guys. And they already gave up Ramon Marquez. So I get that. Clay Holmes I really wanted. But I get it, because it probably would have had to give up somebody big, at least from prospect-wise. But I think they could have went after somebody like Luke Weaver, and I don't think Luke Weaver took – he was traded for one guy, and it wasn't even like a super big-time top prospect. I think Luke Weaver could have made sense. I wanted another arm to feel better at the back end of the bullpen. I know some people wanted a starter, and I wouldn't have been mad if they did that. But I just feel like they could have added – even if it was another bat. Even if it was another bat to play like center field. I know Crawford's been better as of late, and I know Derek Hill's been really good so far. But even if it was another bat, just to get some more security with the lineup, just to get some more security potentially with the bullpen, or more security with the rotation. I think if they had added one more piece somehow, some way, without having to give up a top 10 prospect, which I think they could have done, I would have given them like an A-minus maybe, like an A-minus or a B-plus, and I would have been pretty, at least, like, very content or just like happy with the deadline. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, it's a B. So I guess I'm like lightly content. I'm lightly content with what they did. I'm not mad at what they did. I think there's a lot of people that called in, especially like engineered the morning show the next day. And there were people that were calling in and they were like mad. A lot of people were mad and upset. And I was like, well, they got better. I don't understand how you can be mad and upset that they got better. Like, they literally got better. I think it's one thing to be annoyed and complain that they didn't do a little more, but to be mad and upset and be like it was a bad deadline, I think is wrong. Like, you're wrong to say that they had a bad deadline. It's not true. You know, Just Ron on Twitter, who I love and I appreciate him, like, told me they got an F. Like, I'm like, I don't understand how you can get an F if you did. You got better. They have become a better team. Brooks Raley adds to the back end of your bullpen, and he's a good arm back there. Luis Arias, as long as he keeps hitting the way he has this year, and not like he had the year a couple years prior to this, they're a better offense. So I don't see how it's an F. So I that's just where I am on the deadline. It's a B for me. I think it's a solid deadline. You know, it's weird because, like, in the beginning, I talked about it on the last pod, like, I was like, oh, I was like, optimistic, like, Dombrowski maybe getting a little more creative, and didn't get more creative. That's the only thing I'm, you know, also I'm a little annoyed about Dombrowski. He didn't get more creative at the deadline after the Arise thing. So, yeah, I'm going B. But I'm curious to know where people stand. At @Rojas_media_, you can tweet me and tell me on Twitter what you think about this Phillies deadline, what your opinion is on what they did. So I'm giving it a B. What is your grade? I know it's been a couple of days now, but I haven't been on this podcast since the deadline. Okay, I just want to get into a few injuries. So Andrew Painter came out last night after, looked like after, I think it was the first inning, he was warming up, and he, the way he finished on one of his warm-up pitches, he looked like he was wincing in pain a little bit. Now, he did go on to continue to pitch for four innings, but was taken out after four, and apparently he has some left hamstring tightness. And I want you to hear Andrew Painter. This was him last night after the game on his concern for his potential hamstring injury.
Yeah, it was in the first inning, and we were just checking in every inning to see where he's at. Started to tighten up on me a little bit in the fourth, and that's why they wanted to, you know, be precautionary, and didn't want to turn something minor into major.
What were the conditions like out there?
I mean, it was extra humid. It was, you know, everything was a little wet. Trying to get a grip on the ball out there. A little bit of slide on the mound.
You surmise that, you know, it could be a little tricky with this being your landing leg with the hamstring?
I'm not too worried about it. Like I said, I felt like I could have gone out there and still competed. They felt like they didn't want to risk that, so that's why we made that decision.
So Painter not concerned. I think that sounds good. We will continue to monitor the situation, as well as monitoring Derek Hill, who after his collision with the center field wall last night, looks like he has a right shoulder contusion. We don't know a lot right now. Exited last night's game after it. Initially diagnosed with a shoulder injury, according to Phillies.com, but club was checking everything, quote-unquote, per Don Mattingly. So just some info right now on some of those injuries. Looking at tonight's game. So the Phils are going into tonight's matchup versus the Nats, the series finale. Again, won two of the first three, lost last night. Starting pitching matchup, Miles Michaelis versus Christopher Sanchez. Now, Michaelis, who hasn't been great this year for the Nats, but last night, I don't know if you saw in that 11th inning. It was 11th inning, right? Yeah, laid down a bunt and brought in a run. Don't normally see that, especially with the DH now. What pitchers do you ever see hit? But Michaelis came in and gave an RBI bunt. Funny, but not funny. Obviously happened to the Phils. Not funny, but also funny, and it is very a baseball thing to happen. On the other side, so the Phils are going to try to get to Miles Michaelis, who has not been great this year, ERA over 5. Chris Sanchez, on the other hand, 11 strikeouts in his last outing against Baltimore in 6 innings. Really good to see Sanchi get the double-digit strikeouts. Really need him to finish the year strong. Obviously, he had that amazing scoreless inning streak, but since then hasn't been necessarily his best. You know, that Kansas City start, especially right before the All-Star break, was not so great after he gave up 9 runs. I know there was the bad defense, but still, Sanchi, not his best stuff as of late. Players to watch for me, CJ Abrams, who has been one of the better hitters in the National League and definitely on the Nationals, him and James Wood. But Abrams, I predict him to go to the Rays. Maybe that was a little bold at the deadline, and it would have been nice because we wouldn't have to deal with Abrams. Last night, went 3-for-5, almost hit a home run, and, you know, on the Derek Hill collision play out in center field. But Abrams is my player to watch. 3-for-5 last night with a triple and 3 RBIs. The night before that, hitting in the cleanup spot, went 2-for-4 with a double. So, but want to get Abrams going over 4 with 3 strikeouts like he did in the first game of this series. So hopefully the Phils can do that to CJ Abrams with Christopher Sanchez on the mound. The other side, I have player to watch for me, Kyle Schwarber. It's like an obvious one, but man, when the hell is the last time Kyle Schwarber freaking hit a home run? Literally can't tell you. Was it right at the All-Star break, I think, against the Mets? Might be. It might be. So we need to see Schwarber go yard. That's something I need to see. So my players to watch, CJ Abrams and Kyle Schwarber for tonight's game. and maybe just a preview of some of tonight's game around the National League East right now. Well, the Mets are up 10-5 on Cleveland in the eighth inning. Obviously, the Phils and Nats tonight. The Braves and the Marlins after the Braves won last night, and the Marlins are going to go back out to Atlanta once again tonight at 7:15. So those are some of the National League East games that we're looking at tonight. So that will do it for me. Another episode of Phillies Today with Francisco Rojas. I will be back on Monday, but stay tuned for everyone that does a great job on the channel. So I'll talk to you guys later. Go Phils. Hopefully they get in the win tonight against the Nats. Talk to you guys soon.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.